Time, 8:35 a.m. Place, church. Name, Sarah Zhang. Religious affiliation, atheism.
Good morning. Great day to be here. Great to see you. Sun is out again right now. I can't believe it.
This is the point when I start to tune the pastor out. iPod in, brain out. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas. And I can easily disappear into the oblivion that is Lady Gaga and German vocabulary podcasts, only to occasionally reemerge from the haze of boredom and tiredness, to occasionally click the mouse and fulfill my duties as a church video technician, which is the person that projects words onto the screen behind the pastor, so congregation can read the words to the call to worship.
Let us now be in the attitude of prayer, giving praise to Almighty God for all the many, many blessings each one of us have experienced this past week, and at the same time lifting up our personal concerns and seeking His forgiveness for our sinful actions. Let us pray.
Silent prayer is perhaps the worst part about my job. I never know what I should do with myself. Externally, I always make the motions of prayer, bow my head, close my eyes. But internally, there is a moral struggle.
Your beloved Son, who taught us to pray together, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I always participate in the Lord's Prayer, not because I believe, but because I want to maintain my facade of Christianity. Knowingly deceiving the administrators, religious leaders, and congregation of my employer is morally disgusting, but I still do it. My justification for my actions can be encapsulated in one word, money. Like many before me and many after me, I'm compromising my beliefs to sell myself out for $12.50 an hour.
How often do you have a wonderful way of turning your wants into what you would perceive as needs?
Wants into needs. My wants, gas, money for food, social activities, shopping, and so on, are what propel me to not only lie to myself, but to lie to others. It's not worth it. And I've tried to quit my job many times in the past. Or at least I want to tell the pastor and the people in the pews around me, I'm only here for the money. I don't believe in God. Can you forgive me for my sin? But ultimately, I'm the final judge, and I'm the only one who can absolve my own guilt. For WHJ Radio, this has been Sarah Zhang.